middle of the Shabbos, the middle of Simon Shin Lamed Tes, many different specific details regarding Shabbos, Sif Hei. Hakoinis is on the bottom of page 372. Hakoinis is Amon, if someone marries a widow, Lo Yovela Bi Rishayna, he should not have the first relations with her. As you continue to Daf Kuf Pei Zayin, and Aleph Le B'Shabbos, Lo Yomtev, not on Shabbos, and a Yomtev, it's a Dramo, Ma'in Le'el, Simi Reish Pei. This is Mishabura, Sif Katan, Lamed Beis. Amon of Achulu should not have the be a Rishayna. The reason is because Amon by a widow, by a divorcee, Kimin Shi Be'ula, since she already had relations, Ikar Akinyan, the Rishas, or the Masyadah, so the primary acquisition to inherit her and to have the rights to her handiwork, Yabia is the act of cohabitation, and not the marital canopy. It comes out, if he's having Bia, it's like as if he's making acquisition on Shabbos. Hey, the Be'er Shem and explains, literally need to have Bia. It's enough if they're secluded. That's fit to have Bia. The Knesset is a Kinigamer to make a total acquisition. To make her like she married to all halachas. That's how many persons agree. Well, feeds according to this, I'm condensed by every Shabbos. If already had the chuppah from before Shabbos, voice of Tahira, she's pure. He got married. He brought her into her domain, into his domain. Voice of Tahira, she was pure. Vechnis acha chuppah lechad mebayoyim. And then he brought her after the chuppah into a room when it was still daytime in the Siach Limah, what's called the Yichud room. It was secluded. And there weren't any people over there. So there's a full-arch acquisition. And he would be permitted to be with her the first time on Friday night. But if he was not tar, or they didn't go into a private room when it was still Arab Shabbos, then also it would be forbidden for him to be with her on Shabbos. Everyone has to be very careful because when they have the chuppah of a widow on Friday, she asks for the chuppah, but Yom Gadol make the chuppah when it's still very much daytime because that it should be fit to be secluded with her after the chuppah. Right, even by a virgin, one has to be initially careful. They should be secluded after the chuppah. They should go to the yichud room before Shabbos when it's still daytime. Some say the chuppah shalano, our chuppah, that we put the chasikala beneath the poles. The mikadan chuppah, that's not called yet the chuppah. We can make the ba'amah. She's just like engaged, like we give the ring over there. If that's the case, keshabola balayla b'irushayna. When he then goes and has beer with her the first time, who can he can be Shabbos making acquisition on Shabbos with the beer? However, the besula by besula, saga fill be yichud ba'am ba'ayyan. So then, just a generic being secluded with her, that's sufficient by besula from before Shabbos, and that is really beginning enough to yichud or the beer. You don't have to have a yichud the secluded that's fit for them to have beer. And therefore, fill him hoitz nida. Even if she was a nido, she be adam. The first of Yisrael, the people coming in and out of that room that they're in, love a yichud or a bia. That's not a seclusion that's fit for bia. I'm picking even so, a chuppah gemura. It's a complete chuppah. But kind of besula kinyagamer, and when she's a besula, he makes a full fledged acquisition. Maybe can assume b'chol dvarim that she should be like married for all halachas. But you have to designate that room for the chassan. Have a kechnis lebeis. Then it's like considered as if he brought her into his house. The Sharatin Islam brings from the Goyim Melissa, who says this in the Siddur. So look at Pesach Chuvah, Neben Ezra, what he writes within the name of the market, and that even regarding Almana, for sure regarding a Basula, the Bashur one doesn't have to be Machan with the Evid. So he's also looking at Biagra, Neben Ezra, what he writes regarding the Chuppah. According to him, there's no difference between Basula and Almana, but like Kazila, for sure, it's appropriate to be stringent regarding this, even regarding a Basula, like the same as about Derech HaChaim, which is what we try to do by the Chuppah, by the Yichud. Says Mishbura, says, Valkin, therefore, in Kanis is Basula by Rashabbos. If he brings in a besula from before Shabbos, he brings her into the room from before daytime. Even if she didn't go to the mikveh, people coming in and out of that room, the balav achi, which anyway, as a continued after kuf pezayin, which if she didn't go, if she still needed, he's not allowed to be secluded with her before the first bia. Well, even so, kindness, he acquires a possession of the lechet miyuchadai that he brought her into the room that's designated for him. Afterwards, when she tables, he's allowed to have the first bia on Shabbos. No prohibition because of acquiring acquisition on Shabbos. We already acquired her from before day to the fees. According to this, even by the chuppah besula, like we said, you should be careful. Like it's initially, because you're not chuppah every Shabbos, make the chuppah on every Shabbos. She has a chuppah by Yom Gadol. It should be very early that you could go ahead and have the yichud room before Friday night. Sivav says, "Mechaba asla adam hashem b'mayim davar." It's forbidden for a person to spread out on water something, to make it go away, like away from him, or to make it come to him. But you have these twigs that are under water. You're not allowed to split it to this way and to that way, to make the water clean, that it should be nice. So let's say having your pool or something like that, you shouldn't be doing that on Shabbos. This is all included in the gzera, Shabbos, not to swim on Shabbos. Simkat and Lamadal. So Aslav Tzilon. B'choza Benar. So actually it says this is all by a river, but by a vessel, meaning a pool. Actually, seems like it's not like that. A pool that has a edge. Like us, so they didn't make a gzera, which would really, they said the swimming also really, to the chren, that they didn't make that gzera. So you'd be able to clean it up on Shabbos. Some of the deer shoes, issue number 33, Chaznish writes, regarding the Ikar Locha, there's actually no difference between Alman and the Besula. It's just that by the marriage of Besula, the custom was to decorate, to adorn the chuppah. And it's recognizable that you're bringing her into the chuppah for the purpose of Nisuin, and therefore the chuppah is considered like a kinyan, which is not the case by Nisuin of Almana, which they didn't. They wouldn't usually adorn the chuppah, so it's not recognizable that you bring her into the chuppah for the purpose of Nisuin. Therefore, the chuppah is not considered as a kinyan. Therefore, the custom was to make the nisuin through bia or yichud. But if you make for amana a full-fledged chuppah, so for sure you're going to be kind of a kinyan gomer like a basul, and that's also a pinnacle in the gun. Which burn the shah tzin, sivkot lamed. Just number 34. The kaddish a woman on Arab Shabbos or Arab Yom Tov with the intention that the kedushin should take effect on Shabbos or Yom Tov, Shubis said, like Yeshua writes, and you're allowed to do that. But since the kedushin are taking effect by themselves, and that's how Shubis Machne Chaim writes. Just number 35. A chuppah that's made on Friday, which is Erev Shabbos Batamas, which LeBron B'chadsh writes, even though on every Erev Shabbos you should make the chuppah early, in such a situation you should make it earlier, because you have to be concerned that maybe it's going to reach the time of Ben Nishmash, and it's really going to be the time of Ben Mitzarim of the 3 weeks. Here's number 36. If a person is not intending to utilize these waters right away that he's clearing out with these twigs, a Chashokhan writes that then you even have a problem out of Boyer, because you're cleaning it out. Now then, the Ktzitz HaShulchan writes, they're moving the twigs to the sides when the twigs are not really mixed with the water, they're just floating on the top. That's not an Issa Bar. If the twigs are found on the surface of the entire water, Prima Gadim is not sure regarding such a case, and Ktzitz HaShulchan is inclined that actually would be permitted.